Hey, what's up, guys? You're now tuned in to the podcast, Marketing with Mike. We're going to be giving out valuable information and tips on social media marketing, how to improve your business, how to gain more leads with your business, and much, much more. So take a seat, relax, keep a pen and a pad close. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Marketing with Mike podcast series. We are here tonight to talk about branding. Not going to be long at all. I just want to kind of go over what a brand is with you all. All right, so let us jump right in. What is a brand? What is a brand? All right, so the definition goes: a brand is an identifying symbol, mark, logo, name, or word that distinguishes your product's service from others. Again, it says that a brand is an identifying symbol, mark, logo, name, or word that distinguishes your products and services from others. That's a pretty good definition. I kind of like to get into a deeper concept of things. I don't know. I like the way that it connects. So my personal understanding of what a brand is for me, through my years of trial, it's, to me, it's more so of an energy, more valuable than money, right? It's a energy more valuable than money. And this is one of the reasons why people spend money on the brand, right? I mean, okay, in rare occasions, people purchase the brand. But for the most part, people buy products and services from the brand. The energy of that brand, that entity, is more valuable than money. So people pay money to be involved or to get serviced from that brand, all right? I also feel like a brand is a reflection of you and all that you stand for. When you started your business, you knew that you wanted to help people for a certain reason. Maybe it could have been something that you went through in your life. Maybe it could have been something that you didn't have, the lack of something that you're offering now to so many, many people around the world, right? And so ultimately, your brand is a reflection of you and the values that you have and the morals that you have and what you want out of life and the same thing that you want for the next man in life, you know. It just makes sense. It connects, you know what I mean? It's why you started that business, right? It's why you started that service, right? Because maybe no one could cut my hair when I was younger, and so I started cutting my own hair. After that, I just went ahead and learned how to cut hair, and what drove me is that, you know, that I actually created this opportunity for myself, and that it was more people out there that I could help that went through the same thing that I went through, that didn't have the money to get their hair cut at the barbershop and was forced to learn how to cut their hair if they wanted to be presentable at school, you know, or in life, period. And that's powerful. There's nothing more powerful than that, honestly. So next thing I would say, honestly, I would say it's a creation. It's your creation. It's your baby, should I say. It's a manifestation of your own. It started from within, okay? It's like your fucking Genesis, right? You're a co-creator. You already have this trait in you, all right? You're born with this creativeness, you know, and then you visualize this, you know, and what would it be like, you know, to be that person or be that service, you know, to humanity, and then you actually created, you manifested an energy that could carry out that service to humanity, all right? So it's a reflection of you. It's an energy more valuable than money, and you created it. You created it. You pulled it right from inside of you. All right. Now I always tell people this: you are your brand in human form, and that kind of ties me back into legacy. That's what pops up when I hear that. And the reason is because when you are long gone, your human form is long gone, your brand will stand the test of time, depending on how much effort and how much of your energy and how much love and nurture, how much energy you actually put into it in this lifetime. How much time you invest, how much money you invested will show when you are no longer here, okay? And it's important to take care of your brand, just like it's your baby, because by being a reflection of you, anything that, you know, looks bad on your brand looks bad on you, all right? Because people see you, they see your brand. People see your brand, they see you, okay? So you must become everything that you want to create. Some cases you're already there, right? Some cases you are not. And so everything that you want your brand to be, you must become mentally, physically, spiritually. You must become your brand. It's the only way to do good work in the first place, or your brand must become you. And it'll be the only way to do good work in the first place. And then you won't get tired of doing it either, because it's who you are. You're not pretending to be anybody else, right? So, moving forward, all right? So, we know what a brand is now. We know by, you know, the social, you know, society thinks, the definition of it in a dictionary. And then we have our more in-depth understanding of it from an energy aspect, okay? Now, the future of branding is personal. I'm not sure if you've heard this before, but this is very, very old news. The future of branding is personal. It's 2019. That most likely started to happen in 2016, maybe 2015. It could have been a little bit earlier than that. But the point is, the future of branding is personal. And when I say this, people are looking towards relationships. They're looking for actual people who represent businesses or represent a service that they could build a relationship with. They're not engaging so much with just huge brands that haven't spent time creating a character or creating a relationship through an influencer with their audience. There's just no relationship there, you know, and that's because there's nobody there. They need somebody that they could see. They want to see, like, you know, develop a character, develop, I don't want to say character. Character sounds kind of fake, phony. It's not character, but it's a brand voice. You need to develop a brand voice, you know, somebody who's going to talk with the audience about their issues and the problems that they're having, talk to them about the services and the benefits of the services and why, you know, they should choose your service over others that are in the same field as you, that can answer questions, that could be involved. People don't get that, and that does not build trust. That does not build trust. It can honestly run people away if you're not careful. All right, so we've got to get personal. You got to get personal with branding. Everybody needs to get personal with branding. It's the future of branding. The future is now. The future is now. All right, honestly. That's all I got for tonight, all right? What is a brand? Definitely make sure that you are in tune with what a brand is. In our next episode, we'll be going over brand decisions. So, subscribe, and as soon as it's released, you'll get a notification. All right? Enjoy. Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Market Mike. Thank you all for tuning into the show. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can get all the notifications on the new episodes to come. We stream on over 7 streaming sites, including Spotify, so it's very easy to get in touch. All right. Make sure you follow us on social media. Everything is Market Mike LLC, except for the IG. The IG is Market Mike Indy, at Market Mike Indy, and then Market Mike LLC is the other Instagram page. Thank you all so much again for tuning in. Make sure that you visit our new website, www.marketmikellc.net. We also have the magazine blog back up for those of you who like to get on articles. All right, that's marketmikemagazine.com. Again, marketmikemagazine.com. Please make sure if you are coming through Anchor, there's an opportunity for you to become a sponsor. We ask that you take that opportunity. We have so much in store, and we are willing to share our plans with you as long as you opt in for our sponsorship. Thank you so much for listening. You all enjoy your day.